Right. So, Hanukkah is it's one of the great Yom Tov. Let me tell you a Chassidish Shabbat, which I always like this Shabbat because when I was young it bothered me. You know that in history there were greater miracles than Hanukkah that happened to Klal Yisrael. I don't know if you know, if you learn Tanakh, if you ever learn Tanakh, and there's much bigger. You know this story of Sisera from Devorah and Barak ben Avinoam. You know, Devorah Hanaviah, and her husband was Barak. We say Barak, we say ben Avinoam. And they went to war. And they went to war against Sisera, which were, the Pusik says, they were like the grass on the fields. And they were only 10,000, and they slaughtered them. The biggest miracle later was with Sisera. Sisera Gael was by Sisera, but Sancheirev was even Cheskiu was davening to the Bnei Shloilem. Sancheirev had 185,000 soldiers surrounding Yerushalayim. The Medrash says it was 185,000 captains. And that night, they all died. That's an incredible miracle. No. That's a different story. That's a story. That is Dabaram. That's by... That was by Elisha. But this was Becheskiyui. Becheskiyui Sancheirev. But over here, 180,000 people left. And didn't we celebrate? You know, nothing. So the Chassidus is so mingled that he's alamidu the Gevot. The question is why we say Shechiyoni, Vikimoni, Vigiuni Lazman Hazer, Shus the Nisan Avaseini Bayum Mahein. Says Yuma Mahein Zman Hazer. It's very Shus Nisan Avaseini Yuma Mahein. What's the Zman Hazer? So the many of the Chassidus, the Chassidus lady says a very simple pshat. The Rizal says that every Yom Tov there is this Galus Or, the same Or. What happened, the first Rosh Hashanah, the first Yom, comes down to this world. The other Yom Tovim, the Chazal knew, the Anshkenazim, the Or doesn't come down. It happened then and then. They saw, Baruch HaKodesh, Shai Chanukah, Shai Purim, that light is going to come down every year. That's a Shus Nisan Avaseim Yom Raheim, Bezvan Hazeh. We still have that light of the Nes, Bezvan Hazeh. So anyways, let me explain quickly over here. You know, there's a Machlokes. I will tell you something very interesting. There's a machlekes of Rishonim on the Mahadrim. Let's start with this way. There's a din Ner Ishi Beisai. I just was explaining to the rabbi, when we say Ner Ishi Beisai, the many Rishonim hold, you must have a bias. You know what Ner Ishi Beisai means? One Ner for the whole household. That means you can have 10 children. You know the Svardim? The Svardim only the husband lights. Ner ish ibeisoy, and if they do the mahadram, that means each night they light another one, but only the balabos. Now we Ashkenazim, we do both. That every male lights, but the svardim are very makbit, that only the balabos lights. That's how the svardim are makbit. So, anyways, so many learn that when it says ner ish ibeisoy, you have to light in the house. You can't just light. That's clearly, we're going to see later. I'll explain later. You can't decide, I happen to be in the restaurant, I'm going to lighten the restaurant. You know, the wedding, Hanukkah wedding is very difficult. You can't light at the wedding hall. There's been one of the questions. You can do what you want. Yeah, they always make at a wedding, at a Hanukkah, they make a big thing, and you know. But you can't, you don't live there. So just because you're eating your supper there, the big problem is what the Chos and Kala do. Well, Shiva Bocha, yeah, it was a huge problem. I tell people when they ask me, don't make the wedding Hanukkah. I have someone in the community ask me, and his wife is the aunt of the chasna, I forgot what she told me, the kala, I forgot. But my wife has to be there for the pictures. You know, the pictures is whatever you ask. To be at the pictures. So she has to be there at 3 o'clock. So what should I do? He says, I tell you what to do. You should light. You're staying in the motel. We're eating in the hotel, anyways. They were eating, and the light in the hotel at right, you know, before the shkia. right after Shkia, because there's machoik is a rishonim when you should light. Every mos but have it, you can light mepagam mencha. But many rishonim hold you light after Shkia. The lushan of Gemur is meshkia sachama. So the some rishonim hold is the soft Shkia. When it gets dark, Shkia means sunset. When it's sunset, and some learn it means the beginning of the sunset. When the sun goes down, the rim of the sun goes down. But anyway, some machlokes are old machlokes are shining. As I told them, light at sunset, right after the sunset, and then drive to the, you know, you'll arrive. But al kapanim, you can light wherever, you know, you understand? You can say, I'm at my parents' home, and I'm going to light there now. People ask me, you know, tell me, you know, they're getting together the Hanukkah Nacht, and they're getting together. You don't live there. You have to light in the place where you live. I have someone who called me, you know, this year it's terrible, it's Thanksgiving. You know how many people called me in the, not going into an Indian, you're not allowed to celebrate Thanksgiving, but I'm talking about some of these about shuvas. If you don't show up, one guy told me, if I don't show up, I'm not going to live the end of this. but the secular world, this is like...
But this
is San Diego, and they live here. And the traffic is going to be madhouse, he tells me. And it'll be horrible till I get back. He says I should travel, and I want to sleep there. So I told him, go there early. He's going to rent out a hotel room. And he'll eat there, and light there, he'll sleep there. So that's part of your household now. If I was a chassidish shamanic, nothing to do in halacha. It's very important. From a chassidish shemini became a big problem. This is a no halacha you have to sit there. It's a minik. It's a nice, beautiful, the Tamid of Hashem Tov, all of them, all chassidim are makbet to sit there. It was an old Hashem Tov minik. What? No, nothing to do that. To take in the oiders of Hanukkah. In Chabad, the Rebbe didn't sit by the menorah. All chassidim. But this comes from Hashem Tov. This is not halacha. This is very important to remember. This is not the halacha. This is a chassidish meaning from the Talmid of Hashem Tov.
Right.
You have the best mashal this Friday night.
Why some years in yeshiva do they light in the dining room and some off that
into their business? Let me explain this. You know, this is a machlikas. It's not just babich. It's all over. This is a old machlikas. Let me explain this. What happens, you eat, he's asking. Let me explain what he's asking. What's your first name again?
Tali.
Naftali. Yeah, let me explain what he's asking. This is an important question. What happens if a guy sleeps in the dormitory? They sleep in one place, let's say in Jets. They sleep almost a mile away, almost. And they eat, the place where they eat is most of the day they are. There's a Gemara this way. The Gemara wants to know, when a person eats in one place and sleeps in another place, which eight of chatzeros does he need to join? You know what a chatzeros is? You know, when we a bunch of people live in a courtyard, we have to collect bread from everyone. And there's no eight of in the town, just there was an eight of over here. And you know what that is? You know what that means? So the question is, if I only sleep here, do I cause a problem? Or eating? So the Gemara says, what it talks about there, the Tamidim used to eat one place, sleep another. So the Rav says, you really want to eat where you sleep. Because that's where you're sleeping, your dormitory is much better. You have no choice, you eat over there. So according to that, you should light where you sleep. But the problem is, yeshivas didn't want you should light where you sleep, because, you know, Bukharam, the boys are boys. And they're not responsible, so they made him light in the dining room. But many hold you can light where you eat. So that's what. But really, someone just asked me, a newlywed just got married, and he says like this, right? And Mamish, a week after the Hasana, and he's staying here for another 3 weeks. And he's saying, I live in a back house, one of the back houses in the neighborhood, but I eat only by the Shviger, you know, they don't cook and anything. So where should he light? So I asked them this question. I'm going to ask you: do you really want to eat by Shviga, or would you want your wife to cook already? Let me ask you, Damas. I wish I would have my privacy eating. You know, which newlywed doesn't want that. So you really explain. That's what the Gemara says. So really, your home is where you're sleeping. You have no breda. You don't want to. You're newlywed. You're going to tell your wife stop cooking. You know, you have time to scream at her later. But right now, you're being very careful. So Mela, That's where you really should light where you're sleeping. Same thing at the Shabbos Neiros. Shabbos Neiros, I tell this to people, he has an obligation to light where he sleeps. Because at home, when he's eating by Shviga, there's plenty light. Here, there's a chiyuv to have light. See, I want to explain something. Many people don't have. Shabbos Neiros is not romantic lighting. It's the light. You know, the Smag asked a very cute question. Why do we make a bruch of Lucas Neiros? Why don't we make a bruch of preparing the cholent? Rishon, the Smag was a balotosis. You're preparing light. So he answers a very interesting teretz, because you see, if you only have one ner, a candle, that's either good for Shabbos or good for Chanukah. Which one should you light? Will you use? Why? Sholom Bayis is more important. That's what the Gemara says. So you see that Sholom Bayis is so important, because Chazal made a bracha, made the man of the bracha. But the Shabbos candles is made to have light. That's why I tell my wife that when she lights the candle, she puts on the lights too. She puts on the kitchen lights, she puts on the dime, she lights the candle, makes the bracha on everything. The bracha should go on everything. So a guy who's sleeping in one place and eating another place, lighting the Shabbos candle must be where you sleep, because you have to come back and should he kushel the etz ve'evan is the solution. But it shouldn't bump into a, you know, should have light when you come back.
The point is where you're sleeping that particular night. You're traveling all late night to light in each location.
Well, that's a big problem. There's a machlokes, there's a huge, yes, this thing that I just said, I see that the last generation of big machlokes in the chroinim. Is it, if I live one night is good enough, some holding you have to be more. It's accepted the kula that if you with your wife and you rented a room, you eat the sleep, that's your dwelling for now.
So if you're driving to your in-law's house in San Diego, you stay the night.
You stay there for the night, but he's not staying there.
So he either has to stay
there. Yes, yeah, he doesn't want to stay there. I didn't ask why.
But
there are some
just
fewer.
There
are some
that have nothing to do with your house.
Yeah, but then it is the Shoinim. No, it's the bring up a Sarishin, I remember seeing. Tracy says not that way. The Mungavurum said they bring up a Sarishin and wants to say that it's not, you could light any place. That's what the. But the most places can not go with that. Most places can not go with that. The Pesima Nissa was your household should make a Pesima Nissa. Neri Shebeisa, your household.
So the famous question, what do you do when you're on the airplane?
That's and I'm going to talk about that. I want to, before I get there, I want to say a cute question. Remind me of this. I want to first say, people ask me another question. His wife is in college once a week, and last year someone asked me this. And she comes home very late. I don't know how it works, the afternoon until she comes, it's 11 o'clock. Once a week she comes home. So 11:30, she arrives home, it's 12. What should I do? Should I wait till she comes home? It's a huge dievet, okay? Or Betzem, if you light she's yoitza, you know that your wife is yoitza, but you're lighting even though she's not there. Just like Ner Shabbos,
right.
Your wife light, you have a chiv to light. The only reason you don't light, your wife lights. And if you're not there, you're also yoitza. So Be'ikir Adin, if your wife is out of the house, if you light, she was yoitza, the lighting. The reason we want her to be home, because we want to hear the brocha, there's one shit that holds up the shusanism. How are you going to make shusanism? She has to make the shusanism. But the ikar adin, if you light at home, she's yoitza. So the question is, should you light right in the beginning of the time, or wait till she comes? The reason why the chayim say, I thought about myself, and I was so happy to see one of the earlier chayim say this, Chanukah Shalom Bayis was more important than Chanukah Lech. Imagine if you are, it depends on your wife. You know, I know ladies, tough ladies, light, no problem. I have a daughter that way, you know, but her, she wouldn't be fazed. But most women, she didn't wait for me, you couldn't wait for me. It's like Edom. You know what I mean? If that's the case, then. See, I want to, before I get to what you said before, you know, there's another question. When should you light? Everyone agrees. I must tell you, a very important halacha. Most achronim agree you have to light the getchila at the beginning of the zman. Whatever zman you hold. I think Rabbi Chereb is also very makbar on this. But whatever zman you hold, you hold that, you know, machloikis. Some hold it's right at sunset. Some when it gets dark. Machloikis and the rishonim. Some said it's the Zman as soon as the sun goes down. Some Rishonim when it goes dark. Whatever, there's two shittas, in the main shittas in the Rishonim. Whatever shitta is, everyone agrees you must light like a tchela. There is, Tosis learns in one teretz in the Gemara, if you didn't light that half hour, you can't light anymore. There's nothing to light. It's like a guy like Shabbos candles, Matzah Shabbos. The time is up. We don't pass in that way, but everyone agrees you have to light. That's why I tell people that if you could come home in time, you should be home in time for lighting candles. If you can't, you can't. People have a job and you can't leave the job, you can't leave the business. But if you are your own boss and you could come home, you're obligated to light the tchilis this man. Your kids, you light, where are the kids? Oh, you shouldn't do that. You should light like a tchela, meaning you should avoid it. Yeah, but you should avoid that. If it happened, yes, how, if the children are here, they should, as the bruch is using this, you should wake them up.
And if it's sexual violence, the wife is not happy that you're waking the kids up.
What? One person's mitzvah, everyone. I mean, everyone makes. The Shu'us Nisim is independent. The Gemara says if a person didn't light, and the Gemara says, let me tell you, the Gemara says if a person didn't light, so Toysi says, why didn't he light? Toysi says he doesn't have a house. Homeless. So he doesn't have a house. So Toysi says, this is the deek with all the Choylim and Daik and Toysi, the Bach and the Taz, you know, Daik, that you have to have a house to light. The only bring up is a shit that argues on Tosis. But Tosis clearly says you must have a house. You can. So let me address what he asked, Binyamin. He asked, what is flying? I didn't know why, but it was asked 4 months ago already. Someone asked me. I booked tickets for the whole family, and I realized it's the first day of Hanukkah. And a few people asked me, and then I was told that because it's Thanksgiving weekend, it's earlier, and people are the cheaper flights. Anyway, the bottom line is, what happens you on the plane? Now that is a huge machlik is in the chreinim. The Moshe Amomisha holds that a plane is not your dwelling. So you can't light it, there's nothing to light. Forget, we'll get to it, what you light. Someone told me, Chabad told me in the Kollel, I asked him, he tells me, he overheard me talk about this question, someone really. So he says he has a friend, a shliach, was flying on the plane. He locked himself in the bathroom with his wife, and he closed he lit a candle, and you know, if he's a half hour in the bathroom, all he comes out of the bathroom, the whole plane started clapping. They didn't know what he was doing in there, just people wanted to use the bathroom. He said he was busy with the illness. But I told him, I don't know who this is, but he's a chusit chaita.
I saw people wrote, I was reading out that they should ask them to light a candle on the back. This is before my
The Moshe holds he can, but others disagree. The Marsham discusses the question with the train. Before the airplane, and they used to travel trains for days. Used to be on the train for 3-4 days, they used to be traveling. So he says, who says it's not called a dwelling? He does. He says you can't. What? Just make a difference. Well, in a seat lays back, you could fall asleep. But the Moshe doesn't say that. He doesn't say it's a bed. Moshe says that, you know, it's just traveling. Masham says, even though I'm traveling, but I'm traveling for 3 days. Yeah, but he doesn't say that. Yeah, man, if he doesn't say that the kuda is because I have a bed. You know, he doesn't say that. It just says, the question is, if I'm traveling and I don't want to be on this place, I need to travel, is it? That's the first question. He holds, yes, a plane, and Masham's words, you see how he understood. Yeah, you're flying now, this is your house. He holds, Moshe holds it's not. Moshe, this is not your house. This is like, even though you're sleeping there and you're eating there, it's not like you stay by a hotel for the night, like I explained before, you stay one day, you get in, this is, he said you can't lie. But I tell people, you should light. Without a bracha. What should you light with electric? Yes. How could you light with electric? You know, most poskim hold that you need to have, you can't light with electric. But the Bitzri Kovner Rov held that you could. he held the collateral electric. And I was shocked to see that they bring down the Pesham Zama held that if you have no thing on the electric, you can make a brocha. This is not that just gave flying. A woman gave birth. My wife, you know, saw a lady in the hospital. Last year, my wife almost wound up in the hospital. Hanukkah. So in the hospital. So it.
You put on the light, make a
breakfast,
you don't have. Yeah,
absolutely. Shabbos is for sure you could. Shabbos is zichah that way. Shabbos, you know, often I tell people, my wife was in the hospital, I told her, just put on the night light and make a bracha on the night light. You don't need candles for Shabbos. Candles need light. By Hanukkah, many hold you need like end candles that was mikdash. Even though you don't demand mamish what it was, you could even light with the ikaradin, you could light with the wax candles, the mother says. But it's only a hid to light or do, but you need a wick with a thing. So some hold that electric's also that way. You know, there's a filament, and it sucks the energy out of the battery. So Kovner Ruv held you could. So I tell people, if you're flying, anyways, without a bracha, you should have a light, a tiny flashlight. Someone told me that you get today already, someone made already these tiny menoiters, traveling menoiter, electric traveling menoiter. Oh, that's it, yeah. Panusa, but people don't come on. But the truth is that a person should avoid it. In a mitzvah, if you could avoid it, this guy told me he realized too late it was cost him too much money. He bought the tickets and changed all the tickets.
How much money do you have to spend to keep a
mitzvah? He told me it's going to cost him $1,000 to change the tickets. But that's an iser. That's an iser. Not to eat bread without until it's done. Talking about the mitzvah, we don't find that. A person is allowed to go. Yeah, he's going to have sources of bar mitzvah. Abemisaran, I'll tell you why I don't make a big fuss. Because going to Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. If you have a mind of mitzvah, and the real Oisig mitzvah is put them in a mitzvah. I didn't know. I don't, when people ask me, I don't make a fuss about it. So, Oisig mitzvah, the Ramanim too.
So, why is it the day the shoes in the Mar of the Bar?
Why? Because they don't want you to write in the room.
It's just safety.
Safety.
Yeah, but it's also why not? Have a there. Maybe she was you like
in the room. No. Most yeshiva didn't let the boys light. When I was in yeshiva, they didn't let us light in the room. I was a bocher, they didn't let us light in the room. Ula shala lucha. You don't light in the room.
What about if you cross the dateline?
What did you say?
If you cross the dateline.
There's nothing there. You know, someone a few years ago was going to New Zealand. New Zealand, you're not allowed to go because it's a bit difficult to say Shabbos. And I said, he came to me, so there's nothing you can do. He's going to miss the whole day. Nothing you can do.
You don't make it up.
There's nothing to make up. Yeah, but you don't come back. You don't make it up. You lose a day. Well, that's another one. If you daven, that's a separate issue. If you daven twice. No, when you come back, I don't know if you know, if you start out in Australia, you daven marav. There, and then, or Shachris. I left Australia in the morning. We down in Shachris Thursday morning, and we landed Thursday morning. And that's
on the way back.
On the way back.
Yes.
So I daven Matodis Nadova. But on film, I didn't say the Berchus Krishma. I just daven Shomanesta Matodis Nadova. It's a big machlekes. No, there's no clarity. There's no clear.
Only
Shomanesta Matodis Nadova. And if you fly, you don't stand up on the plane and daven. That's not saying the Mishnah. Mishnah should sit. So if you're flying, do not get up and daven Shemin Esther. You should sit. Dafka, I sit with Al Hashem Yichet. That one time I was flying to Eretz Yisrael and they want to make a minion. I said, you can't make a minion on the plane. It was El Al. There's no minion. You don't hear anything. There's not called a minion. I said, I'm not joining the minion in the back. And then I was sitting in my place. Ever went flying, you want to make a minion? You
have
a geshef? So in a Dvalbabich, there's a bunch of vision. It's not a minion. You don't hear and there's noise. It's not, you can't, that's not a minion. And halacha, forget, it's halacha, it's not a minion. But I watched how all the time it goes. There's no one, there's no seder, there's no, minion has to be, you are together over here. There's a, it's doesn't. That's nothing you can do. But anyways, you sit for the halacha.
before you drive?
What did you say?
Before you drive in, driving?
No. No. It's dangerous.
Is it okay?
What did you say?
Is it okay?
No, because it's dangerous.
Have you discussed we're in the house of like Panera?
So let me explain. There's also a misunderstanding. Chazal said you should light outside. That's a Mishnah, the Pesach HaChotzer. So Gemara, Pesach HaChotzer is you should light. What happened was, if you know that we Ashkenazim lived amongst the Christians, and normally Christmas time was always the same time as Hanukkah. And the Goyim, they used to think, you know, they were angry at us that we have to keep our holiday. You know, they always wound up at Christmas because the Galachim would preach that we killed Yashka. They were busy with this all the time. So Mamela, it was dangerous. So they did not allow outside, they light inside. Once you light, now the Gemara says, when you light outside, the Gemara says, where should you light? You should light the other side of the mezuzah. The mezuzah should be one side and the Chanukah. Now that we don't light outside, so we light inside, you should also light at the door. But the question is, but if you could light that, if you could be in the window, that's much bigger hidder to light at the window. You understand? Many people think that Chanukah must be by a doorway. It works the other way around. You must light outside. That's what the Gemara says per Simanissa. You must light at the door of your house. You go, everyone to Etzisor, you see Chanukah? You have an Etzisor? Because we still, the Goyim are still going. No, we're still in Golas.
But you're really not.
I remember in Muncie 4 years ago, they asked Yankov Kamenetsky, are you allowed to walk Shabbos with the talus? Because they started with Eden, started walking with the talus in the streets. So he says, not being Golas. We in Golas? We're not in Golas. That Shabbos, the guy was walking with the talus, and he was shot with the BB gun, and knocked the guy's eye out. The shot with the BB gun, a guy never. You know, we are in Golas. To go, you know, it's hard to say we're not. But if you live in a place where a Muncie today, where
people are lighting outside.
Muncie, yes, Monroe too, and Etz Yisrael, all over Etz Yisrael, they will light outside. If you go to Etz Yisrael, it's only the Chassidim who don't know the Halacha well, but the Chassidim know the Halacha, all light outside.
No, it's a minute.
The minute it comes, that's so explained. That everyone agrees. If you don't. Yeah, but the reason was in Europe, Europeans did not light outside because it was dangerous. So now, the question was, if the Gemara says, if I light outside, I should light at the door. That I should light at the door. The Gemara says, which side of the door should I light? I'm going to say, you should light on the opposite of the mezuzah. Now we don't light outside. Can I just put on the table a light? So the minig was, we also inside find a doorway to do it. Even though me'ikar adin, the whole doorway was only when you light outside. But the minig was that even though because the Torah says clearly, if you light inside, you can light on the table. On the table! That's the Lushan HaShulchan Aruch. Look up the Torah. But the minig was not just by the but many Chassidim, because the Rizal explains it. The Rizal has a whole explanation that even if you're lighting inside, you should light by the door. But that is because they didn't light outside, period. They didn't light the window, they were afraid. Now the question is, if you're not afraid, so then, you know, that's a soul. So they all light outside.
So you're saying the worst solution is to light in front of the window? Yeah.
Not the worst.
The best solution is to light outside. You can't light it outside.
You should light it by the window. By the window. By the window.
So how come?
To do about
we have minhag to light.
Yeah, but I'm saying the reason came from Europe. The minhag comes from Europe.
No, now the bottom is light inside. There's a big mark.
You're not explaining. No, I'll explain. If you don't, the minhag was in Europe, the times of the Torah and the Rosh. They did not light outside because they were afraid from the going. So the Torah says you can light on the table. The Rizal says that even though you're lighting inside, not by the window, just on the table, it's better to light by a door. You understand? That's what the Rizal is machadish. You would say, what about if I'm not lighting by the doorway outside, then the Torah says, Hashtag the Madlikin, Alushan, I forgot the Alushan, Alashulchan. The Torah says you make sure it shouldn't look like this is the benoiti for the table. But the Rizal said, I'm almost sure it comes from the Rizal, that you should, after became adding inside, light at the doorway. Question is, if I could light by the window, that's more, in halacha, I'm not telling what Chassidim do, in halacha, she light by the window. That's you're afraid to light outside, but you can light by the window, you light by the window. And that's so, and Mamsi, many people light at the door. It's a Jewish neighborhood. Yeah, that's your light outside. Right now, that's I didn't think about this. You hear what the rabbi says? If you put menorahs on the car, and you put the menorah in the middle of the hills, so you're not afraid of the goyim, then you should light at the doorway.
Doorway outside.
Outside.
Or by the window.
Or by the window. Right.
By the window. I think I've only got to do by the left side. The
no. Yeah, but only when you light. No, that kahidr was when I'm lighting inside, not by the window. The Rizal said you should light by the door, but he doesn't disagree with the Gemara.
Not the either
you
light it on the door or light it outside. Why should you go to the window?
Yeah, I'm saying. Well, you have today. You have this. You have these fancy cases. It burns beautiful. I really, I saw, they sell it now in New York. Someone told me, it really burns very nicely.
Go outside already.
Back to the
The reason the ones who said, because they hold that the mitzvah of Chanukah should be ke'en mitzvah of the menorah, which was oil and a wick. There's no oil, even though it is a wick, sort of to say, the filament, but it's not oil, and it's not a fire that you wick. It's a different type of a fire. That's why they
don't. So, you're not using oil, you're using paraffin, wax?
That's like oil. It is an oil.
It's not oil.
But it's not Shemen Zayis, but it's Shemen. The Mishnah says, a Bocher calls me up, he says to me that he has Shemen Zayis, but he doesn't have a Shgocha. So I tell him, you know what the Mishnah says? The Mishnah says you can light with Chaylev. Chaylev is Chayv Koras if you eat. You know, Chaylev is the fat of the animal. And what did you say? No, it's mitzvah. So it's chayv kodesh. It's mitzvah. Chaylev is mitzvah. So the Mishnah says Chanukah, you can use chaylev. Kol shmanim. The Mishnah says kol shmanim. You use for Shabbos. You use for Chanukah. So you can use even chaylev for Chanukah. But it works. You know, chaylev works. The fat chaylev is how do you call chaylev in English? Tallow. It's called tallow in English. No. So that melts when you put a wick, and the wick sucks the tallow. So it works that way. So most places in hell, the electric doesn't work that way. But I saw
the process.
But I tell you, the Pshalman Zalman says, if you have mamish, you have no choice, you also can make a brach on that. We try, I don't say that. I tell people, if you have no etzer, just that, you should not make a brach. I always tell this to people. On the plane, there are a few people flying, and I told them that's what they should do. Yeah, bracha is not ma'akev. Every mitzvah bracha is not ma'akev, the mitzvah. The guy put on tefillin and didn't break a bracha, it's the mitzvah. So you're not going to have that. It's a sekes. What should you do? No, you can't say shus mitzvah. Only if you're going to see Ner Chanukah by someone else, you can say shus mitzvah.
What's the latest you can light?
The latest you can light, we ask him, but he have it all night. But that's a huge diavad.
Where are you flying nowadays? Just have
it. Flying to Eretz Yisrael. A bunch of people flying to Eretz Yisrael this week.
You're flying the whole night and you don't have time before or after?
Hey, 1:30 is the flight in LA to Eretz Yisrael.
1:30
in the
afternoon.
Yeah. 9:00 in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning. I forgot about time. Right. 11 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock.
What if you're in the airport lounge?
So Rav Moshe holds you cannot. It's not that's a mechleit. It's the airport lounge. You're only there for a few hours. Even if you're going to eat, that's not your dwelling. You can't light there.
No, light without a bracha.
But if you have no choice, light without a bracha.
What's better, light without a bracha, or
someone else? No, that's worthless. Someone else. It's just like your lighting. But let me explain another question. What happened? The din is. Let me explain you the halacha. The halacha is that your husband can light, and is moitzi everyone, even though your wife is not home. Or the wife could light, and if the husband Adam is also yoitzer. Either way, you know that? This is the halacha. Like, make it halacha. You know, I had a few years ago, a guy called me up that his daughter's got the flu and she's so fast asleep, should I wake her up? She's not feeling well. And I said, don't wake her up. I said, when is she going to light them? You know, I said, she'll be yoitzer. It doesn't, it's only a hider. She's not feeling well. It's just a hider. So, if you like chanikalech, everyone in the household was yoitzer. Who is called the household? That's a bach as a yeshiva all year round. So the ikar household, whoever eats in the house bekviyas, does not mean the son. If you have a boarder who eats all the time, even pays for it, but lives with you, you know, some in my neighborhood used to have a neighbor. He always used to have a girl, you know, a boarder. You know, they had a big house and they needed money. He would have a girl board by it. So it doesn't make a difference if it's your children, someone boarding. If they all eat and live in the house, bekviyas. Kviyas means the high sikviyas. Consistently for 30 days, they're living the elema. So then, whoever lights is moitzi. So even though you're not home, the child is not home, the bar mitzvah bocha is not home, your wife is not home, or whoever is not home, you're totally yoitza. That means you're part of the household. Now there's another lucha. That means in most poskim hold, you don't have to be there, the brocha. We are machme because shus and nisan is one shitter that holds. But the ikar adin, again, if your wife is in college, the story I just said before. Wife is coming home very late. Make her then if he wants to light the beginning of this man, and he could light, and she's yaitzah, 100% yaitzah the mitzvah.
What's that?
The marshal holds, I want to tell you a big chiddush. The marshal holds, even if she has a mind, I don't want to be yaitzah, she's yaitzah anyways, because the chazal said this is how the mitzvah is done.
The person who lived had a mind, not for them.
So even, he says, it's automatic. The marshal, not everyone agrees to that. The marshal, Yom Shloim was one of the great poskim. He holds that the fact that the Chazal said this way, so even you, no matter what you scream, I don't want you, Yitzhak. Others disagree with that, but the Yom Shloim held that way.
What do we do today?
We are machmer, we are soimach, people like to make brachas. So I have a mind, I'm not going to be Yitzhak, come home and light on my own. I explained that everyone agrees the meida in the shul, no one is yoitzer with that. That says in the Shulchan Aruch.
We make a bracha.
That's a meaning. You're not in a person lighting, this is very important. Even the person lighting his shul, he's not yoitzer. Why? This is not his home. He makes a bracha. So the bracha is as meaning. Just like the halal. Halal, we make a bracha in Shchodesh. So I the first time I was shocked. I was just to think that the Rav says only the Shlich Tzibah should make a bracha.
Change at the end, that everyone back and forth and back and forth, and the last thing he said is that everyone should make.
But do you know what the Rav said?
With the bracha, clear, everyone should make it in the shul. At the end, clear. Put it in all the little sigils and make a bracha. That's the final.
But do you know why the Rav said not to make a bracha? Yes. So the Rav said that it's a big question of Ashkenazim, because we have many places we don't make a bracha on a minig. Lemoshel, Arava. Shana Rava. Do you make a bracha on Aravas? Because it's only a minig. And even though it's a minig from Mechazal, but it's still a minig, we don't make a bracha. So everyone asks, how do we make a bracha on a Shchodesh? The Shchodesh is no chiv to say hal. Chanukah is a chiv to say hal, you make a bracha. Do you know the Sfadim don't make a bracha on a Shchodesh? I don't know if you're right, Swadi. You do make a bracha? Already, not Swadi. Swadi to.
So a person makes a bracha publicly, can he make it multiple times? In different shuls.
Yeah, he's allowed to. Every shul is allowed to do it, yes. Yeah, but again, but answering his question, but he's not Yoitza. Why is he not yoitzer? Says in Shulchan Aruch, this is not your home. The shul is not your home, so you could lighten the shul out spinning. So I explained before to the rabbi why the people had a picnic when they lived in Manoid in the middle of not a home, because the lushna says you need a home to light, can't just light them. So I once saw someone wrote a kinterest, and he brings this other dig from another rishon who disagrees. He says, even without it. You're right, Taisus has quoted this way, but the other is showing him, I forgot who he quoted, the Mashvah. What was the question someone just asked before I was going to...
Well,
What? You asked the question? So let me just say that. So that's called, then there's an achsenua. You know what achsenua means? A guy is visiting. It's not, there's a son who lives all year round in the yeshiva, all year round in the yeshiva, and he comes home on Hanukkah. Most poskim hold, he doesn't live at home. He lives in yeshiva. 6 months of the year, you know, Hanukkah comes on for Shabbos and he goes right back for another 4 months, and then he comes on for Yom Tov and goes back for 4 months. His house is not, you can't call him part of the household. So they hold that a bocher comes home, he says, the svardim don't light. You know that. The svardim only. So he's not part of the household. He has to give a pruta for the balabas. The svardim shouldn't be marked, but only one person to write. You know, it's true? By you, everyone lit? Every boy lit? No. Yeah, I have a svardia which wants to. Davke not to. The very marked not to. So Mamela, if a boy comes home, the boy comes home, so he has to be mishtata b'shuta prita. You know what I mean?
Is it very good to be part of it, or is that
has no? The svardim are makpid.
No, it's not svardim.
That's why the Avadisha light, though. We Ashkenazim, every male lights. We Ashkenazim, all the male. But svardim, there was a paid only the balabasa light.
There's
only on one person. Yeah, he held that. The Rambam held. The Rambam Shita was the man, doesn't. Yeah, and be ikra then. His wife lights, it's okay. Or the bar mitzvah bocha lights, it's okay.
It's
fine. Svarim, the same thing. It's the same as Svarim.
Yeah, that's
well,
that's
two teritzim and toisvis. Let me explain what you asked. That's a very good question. That's two teritzim and toisvis. The question is like this. Let me first explain this question. A child is not bar mitzvah, but there's a chiv chinuch to light. Can he light? Let's say there's no father at home, almana agrusha, and the boy lights. Can she moitza the mother or not? So Toises has two treats. One fellow Toises says yes, because it's a derbanan. A derbanan can be it's a derbanan. Yeah, he has a chiv chenach. The second fellow says it's called a trade derbanan. It's called a chad derbanan. You know what trade derbanan means? The whole Chanukah is a derbanan. Beklau, to light chanuk elect is derbanan. And the fact that a child has to light als chanuk is also only a derbanan. It's like two steps. Because a child making kiddush is only a derbanan. The child not lighting, the whole chanuk is derbanan. So it's a derbanan, derbanan. It cannot be moitzer, a derbanan that's chayim and derbanan. So the Shulchan Aruch says it's best if you have a child on the bar mitzvah that the mother should light. That's the best thing.
What's better if it's a child who's over?
Just make it, it all depends on many. Then the child could light for the mother too. But I want to explain something. The fact is, women don't like to hear this, and it's very painful when I said this to the divorced woman. No, I'll tell you what it is. If there's no father in the house, then a woman should light anyways. The only thing a woman doesn't like is Ishta Kabbalah. That's the most place can explain this. So, Rabbi Kumsofi has a Chiddush. Sofer says a whole different explanation. Sofer learns that because outside Kekoibas may be Nemo. So nothing better. You know, there's no better. The machloek is why women don't light.
Do women not light?
Well, only if they live themselves, or you know, a lady who's living at home.
Your wife doesn't light.
Your sister's lit. Your sister's lit, Menoyden. You have sisters? No.
So, but I know the modern Orthodox world.
Forget the modern Orthodox. Modern Orthodox.
Like with the prophet,
yeah. Yeah, sure. Someone told me his sister. No. There's nothing wrong. The meaning is not to. So the Sefer learns that the reason why the meaning never was woman to light because Kvedu Bas Melech Pnimo. They didn't want the mitzvah to light outside, and she should go outside and light. We didn't make such a mitzvah.
Can the girls, the younger girls, light?
Yeah, they can light.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I have a house full of girls that never lit. Only the ones in kindergarten. Yes, so only the kindergarten girls, when they were in kindergarten, they lit. But it's still. No, I don't get older than they didn't. Okay, anyway, so this is called achsonu. Achsonu means if you're guessed by someone, you start of a pruta, you can be yoitzer with it. So this is very important. You know, if you're just staying by someone's house temporarily, you know, that's a big problem where you should light. You know, it's not so simple. I'm living in this house for a day or two. So most places can hold, I'm living here a day or two, this is my place, then I collect. You know, there's a famous question. The only mitzvah we find, there's a mahadrim, mahadrim, shabbat hadrim. You don't find any mitzvah that way. Right, the nest, the Rishonim say, why was this way? Because we paskin, if you learn daf yomi, tim hitru b'tzibur. So what happened? They didn't have oil. So they didn't have oil, big deal. You can make a betumah. You know what tim hitru b'tzibur. If everything is tumah, you could, especially tim's mess, you collide it. So the whole nest came as a hidr mitzvah. You know, hidr means it came out the month of Nabi Samachana. Yeah. That's what the Chorim has to Tanei Shiva says. Yos Tamei Meis, not the Chorim has to Tamei Meis, the Maziva, the Goy touched it. Yeah, so it's a Tav Zoma, it's a Nartum, it's a Tiv Zoma.
So what's the difference
with Chumra and the Hidra? Hidra means, you know, Chumra means that, that Chumra always means there's two opinions, and we try to be Machmad opinion. Here, the Rebbonim said, you get more credit for this. Yeah, you have to remember the times of Chazal, oil was very expensive. You remember the whole country needed oil for lighting? There was incredible high demand. He needed oil. Everyone rubbed their skin with oil. They lived in an Etzisor, the sun was beating, and they rubbed their skin with oil. So oil was a high demand, it was very expensive. You see, the Gemara talks, the guy has oil only for one, not for Ner Chanukah. I mean, it talks about Shulchan Aruch, he can't have a fault for every night. We have a problem with oil, I mean.
You can use anything, means that you use big fat to light.
Yeah? Chalev?
No, but you said chalev.
Chalev is kudas. Chalev is worse than pig. No. Pig is osabachila. The only thing is usabano is chomas besach, busabachulav, klai, kerem, and Allah. These are the four things that are osabano. But everything else, chazer and nevela, that's something else. You're not open a business. You mean to you're not open a chazer store, yes. You're not open a Big Mac. How's it called? Big Mac? Was it called? McDonald's. If you have a mind, he should be yotzim. Yeah. You have to tell the person, I'm making a bracha for you, and listen to the bracha. He's making for, he's going to the house. I see the Chabad Shaluch, I'm going down the block, and they get older, and they're not my block. Every year, he's not alive anymore, but they used to come and light for the old man. Old man, old lady, and they were Jewish, but they never lit Chanukah. There was a guy, but your bracha would come, and they would come and light for them. Nothing wrong, great, great thing. Make a bracha for them. Yeah, if you make a, yeah. Kiddush also, it says, if you make Kiddush for someone else, then we could say the entire Kiddush. But the only reason, like it chilah not to do it, the Shulchan Aruch also and the Mishnah bring down, because there's one shitta that if the guy knows how to do the bracha himself, but if the guy doesn't know, many of these people, I watched one of the Chabad say Quran film. I once told him, you say the bracha, Baruch Atah, what? What did I say? You ever watch them? You ever watch a Quran film? No, you should say the bracha. Nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. It's when they make a bracha, 90% of the time it's not a bracha. By the time they're finished, I watched more than once. But time to finish the Bruch HaMishka Bruchah. Manish Tazoy. Well, why can't you make the bracha?
It's part of what you're doing. They get an image from the Kibbutz Fosu have a license.
No, the
why don't
they do both?
Dude.
No, you don't have to not say Hashem. You say both.
I watched Shul. The guy was, you know, who's all confused.
Where's the first person there about
that's a Gemara. It should not be high in the 10th Fochum. And not on the 3. And the reason it should be high 10th Fochum, because you have to remember that those days, this is one thing people don't read. Those days they lit with a menorah. The whole house had menorahs. Didn't have this light. I came in. It's Mamash Machayo since you changed the lights there. You know, those days it wasn't that way. Everyone had menorahs. So if you put a hide in 10th book, and people are going to think that's not for the Chanukah Lech, because that's probably for the thing. So that's why you have to put less than 10th book.
So when it says if you're going to do it inside, do it on the table, if they want to be able
to. No. No, because it depends. The Torah says, make sure it doesn't look like. It does say it should be less than Tvachom. It's 40 inches. The Kohen Kriyat Chaim was about 33 inches from the ground. About 32, right. 32 inches. Right. Kohen Kriyat Chaim. The flame. Svardim say it, we Ashkenazim don't. Some say going for the wife, some Svardim. But the Rav says not that way. The Rav says that the woman should say themselves. Well, the Svardim, no, there's Mechoyt Shemachaber and the Remo. The Svardim held on any small thing the bench came on. Almost every small thing. We Ashkenazim say it has to be something really dangerous. You know what I'm saying? Svadim hold that, any small thing that you... The Svadim held that even if you go on Tfilis Aderech, on a road that you need Tfilis Aderech, you make Berchus HaGaymel. Is that true? Svadim, you have to make a Berchus HaGaymel. I don't know what the number 45 comes. What did you say? I didn't hear one. Jail, that's a Gemara. Well, it's not a Svadim should make a bracha, and Ashkenazim not. Depends, yeah, really. Svadim, Ashkenazim only make a bracha when a guy is very sick. Chodesh Yesh Beskona. But depends which jail. If you're in the state prison, you should bench scramble 10 times. But if you're in the federal system. I don't know the county. I have to ask him. I don't know the county. I went to the state prison and. I went to the state prison to visit someone in Chagamayn to Chalish. But I went to the federal prison and it was a camp. Everyone was sitting there and schmoozing, playing cards. I ask people to know. What? If they were in one of these dangerous prisons, of course you have to bench camera.
That's one of the four things.
So it doesn't matter what crime you actually did, it's where you were.
Where you're about though. Let's say you were prisoned false. Let's say if they yeah, I'm just saying it doesn't make a difference. Prison is dangerous because the people in prison, you know, life is hefka for them. They don't care. You know, a lot of murders are committed in prison because I'm anyways locked up. Now, what are you going to do to me? Lock me up again? We passed him. Anyways, first of all, we paskin, you should, I remember I said this before, this is very important, you should light the beginning of the Zman. The Ari Shoinen, and Chab is one of the Hukmamashma this way, that if you didn't light in the Zman, a half hour later you blew the mitzvah, you have no mitzvah. The Alter Rebbe doesn't talk about it, it doesn't have in this sermon.
The best scenario, if you're your old boss, you should go home at 4:30.
You know, exactly. Your own boss should go home and light the Getchila at the beginning of this month. Yeah, we passed you. That's true. Everyone agrees that if you light when it gets dark, you have to daven matter first. That's the famous kasha. That's the Gun's kasha. The Vilna Gun asked that if you hold, that's the kasha, which is not just a meaty, many Rishonim mass. If you hold Tishka Chama, why doesn't the Gemara say that you should daven first? And how does that work? That's what. You're supposed to Chanukah lecht, it's a mechleikus. So many Rishonim hold, you have to light as soon as the sun sets. That means the sun, Tishka. Tishka means when the. How do you say Tishka in English? With the horizon, when you don't see the sun in the horizon anymore. As soon as it dips into the horizon. Other Rishonim learn, yeah, you light when it gets dark.
Which is
about.
According
to the Rav, it's 31 minutes. Here in LA, it's 31 minutes. It's dark. Yeah, you could daven, you could light early. No problem.
Then you
can
light earlier.
Yes. Yeah. Right. We pass in kofsa in zukiglo. If the went out, you don't have to relight it. But nothing wrong with you do, but you're not obligated. But you can't, if you know for sure it's going to go out, you're not yoitza. If you have, whatever.
So if you're in there with for 5 minutes and it goes out, you don't have to relight.
You don't have to relight.
You use the same exact wick and
tomorrow,
light.
Yeah, the next night. Yes.
Why would we do that?
I don't understand. You only have to light one candle.
Me'ikaradin is each night we only have to light one candle. The meaning is that each night we add another candle. Right? But if you have no choice. Yeah. You have to ask the Chabad people. I have no idea. I'm not a Chabad. I don't know. I think it's to wait a half hour for the candles. But they tuck a band of some right after the looker. It's not a loch, it's a minig. It's Chassidish a minig. I thought in Chabad it was Mark, it's Basham to set.
If you're laying there at 4 o'clock and you're lit, putting enough oil to last for 5 years,
no.
The Getchila is supposed to, that's Beriyevet. That's Beriyevet. Someone just asked me, a doctor, Mamish just texted me when I was coming here. His shift starts at 4 o'clock, I think he told me. And he's in Arizona. And anyways, Bekitzer, he told me that if he lights before he leaves home, it's going to be about 10 minutes before the Shkia. Should he light then, or should he light 3 o'clock in the morning when he comes home? So Tommy, should light rather before? Should light right before he leaves? Should light for his wife and children? That's what he should do. Technically, yes. Your own boss, you work for others. Come on. That's your Shon Bayis question. That's the Shon Bayis question. I'll tell you, I told someone a few times that people have told me that, you know, Friday, they went to Shul Shabbos, my wife lights the last minute. And, you know, Mamie, sometimes, maybe it was even after the Shkia. I said to him, you light the candles. Rabbi, are you kidding? You know what's going to happen? said, trust me, light one week the candles. You'll see it'll never happen again. And it did. Two people told me. They lit the candles and they left home right away. It never happened again. She lit the candles on time. But truth is, you know, you're often in the winter, you have young children. I used to tell my wife, rather don't put on your makeup and don't put on the jewelry in your weekday clothing, light candles. You can't, you have to light in the beginning of this month. Forget, you know. But it's very important because sometimes, you know, if the rule is, if you don't light 80 minutes, then you forget what time you're lighting. You know what I mean? That's how it happens. Then, you know, people have told me, they lit after the Shkia. A lady once called me up sobbing, she's without a name, that she lit after the Shkia. It says, you're Machal Shabbos. You know,
How early
after Plaga Mincha? It's better to light early than a suffix drop after the Shkia. Look at the computer. Today everyone has a computer. You light with Plag? It's better to light with Plag. It's about 3:41. About 3:41.
I heard something different.
What did you hear?
I'm not saying a contradiction. I'm just saying I heard that it can be more than like an hour before
candlelight. You can line after Plag and Mincha. You can't argue with the Shulchan Aruch. The question is, it says before, let me tell you what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The woman used to go to the mikveh and used to bathe in the mikveh. They didn't have a bathhouse, so a woman has to go for a night in the mikveh, so they would go. So the problem is, when should they light candles? Because if a woman lights candles, she's mekabel Shabbos. So the mekabel, many of the shoinim hold, she shall light after plag and not be mekabel Shabbos and go to the mikveh, do the chafifa, and see if there's a tzedek.
Is that the best option today?
Today we have a proposal. We have bathhouses at home. Who doesn't have a shower? Who doesn't have? Talking about Zmanach in Europe. No one had it. Today, if your house doesn't have two showers, you're in trouble. You know what I mean? We're talking those days, you know, no one had a shower. See, the base of the mikveh had a bathhouse, so they have to go to them to do that. It's a what time whenever she wants. When you get home, time you get home, she should have a litten. But something else. That's a whole different halacha. Okay, everybody, sign.